Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm here with my co-host Alessia Rastani from LeadingTrader.com and by our guest Nicole Elliott, who's a trader at the Investors Chronicle.
Correct. That's right.
That is just about correct.
I just come over from there, actually.
I was going to try to get the technical analyst bit in and the other, bon vivant, but just the trader at the Investors Chronicle is good.
That'll do for today, Zach. Right. Thank you.
What markets are you looking at the moment?
Today, I thought we'd look at precious metals, because I have found them incredibly difficult this year. And I want to sort of show your viewers that technical analysis is great most of the time. But at times, it's just like banging your head against a brick wall. It really is. And this has been one of my most difficult years in the bullion market for a very long time. And so I thought we'd have a look at three different ones, which is always very important. If you're looking at any one instrument or market or whatever, Dow theory says that you should look at other related and linked instruments and see if they're all telling you the same story.
So if gold would be obviously correlated with, inversely with the dollar. So you'd be looking at the dollar, presumably?
That's right. And also silver. Platinum and palladium and possibly minor metals and things like that, because there are different uses for them.
There is a theory that platinum is a leading indicator for gold. Do you buy into that theory?
I haven't heard of it, actually, so that's a new one on me.
Okay.
I can certainly say that over the last sort of 8 years, platinum has been far more volatile than gold. That, yes. And it's also at the moment at its cheapest to gold in at least 30 years.
Right.
So there are issues with it, obviously. And so perhaps, yes, I'll have to go and do my homework. Thank you.
Should we look at some charts?
Yep.
The homework you've actually done?
They're all weekly charts.
Yep.
And we start off at sort of Christmas time. And I correctly got that little rounded bottom there on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
And I got the first leg up and saw it very much as a sort of a bounce in what has been a secular bear. We peaked in 2011 at $1,920. So we're well below peak. Now, we're not quite, half of that, but well below. And then what really threw me was that next leg up in June, when we traded up to $1,370. And that, I thought, oh, God, this is really a bull run now. It's not a bounce. What am I going to do? Da, 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 da. And then miraculously, it just stopped on that little diagonal line you can see in the top right-hand corner.
Yeah.
And that's actually trend line resistance taken from the 2011 high.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really surprised. I didn't think it was going to be so neat. And that is a 38% Fibonacci retracement from the record high. So those two things then I thought, right, that is now the top. It wasn't a top in sort of April, May. This is now the real top. It's some sort of an extension type thingy. And then sure enough, as soon as we broke below that horizontal line, an awful lot of very stale bulls, because open interest absolutely rocketed between February and August this year. It really went up. So it was a very gung-ho move, all of this, very aggressive move.
Yeah.
And then we had to undo it all. And now we're sort of back at the sort of April, May, June type level, early June levels. And I think we're at an equilibrium, but that's all. And I think it's temporary. And I think the resistance levels are more important and stronger and longer term than the support which we found here at, again, a 38% Fibonacci retracement taken from the low. Okay, so we're still, everything is within retracement correction type parameters. So definitely I would say this is not a new secular bull market at all.
Sort of weird corrective phase.
Hard work.
In other words, this entire move starting December of last year, in your view, is a corrective, is continuation of a correction from a long-term downtrend.
Correct.
Right.
So the secular market is still a bear one, and what we've seen so far this year is a bounce, which is purely a correction. Although at one point, I did think, oh, God, is this a new bull market? Is this a new bull?
What would make you change your mind on that? For example, if we broke that trend line?
Correct.
Yeah.
Broke the trend line and broke the 38% Fibonacci resistance level, then it's like rip all of this up and Think again.
A couple of minutes, couple of...
Okay, here we've got very similar for the silver. Now, this has been a lot more volatile than gold. And the ratio between the two is very, very important. It's one we look at a lot. And at the moment, silver is trading slightly cheap to gold. Whereas it, in 2011, it got super expensive. It just was just ridiculous. You needed just 32 ounces of silver to get one of gold. Now you need 72 ounces of silver to get one of gold. So you see the kind of sphere we're working in. This one is far more volatile, partly because it's the poor man's gold. Mm-hmm. You don't need so much money to buy one. Obviously, the dollar matters and all the rest of it. Again, we're currently holding at that 50% support level. But it is an inverted little pennant. I don't know if you can see it. With that big move down and that little triangle, that is a bearish chart pattern. And I expect another leg lower imminently, which should take us down to certainly the $14 level.
Oh, that low?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to say 16, 16 and a half.
No, more than that, I think, so Alessio.
86% of retail investors long of silver at the moment, so that would tie in with the...
Ouch.
Yes, the ouch.
Yes. Ouch.
Final chart?
Final chart is platinum, as we just spoke earlier. And this is way below the record high. Record high was in 2008. That's 8 years ago, at $2,290. I mean, now we're trading at a paltry $960. I mean, this is not a store of value. I mean, just forget that theory. This is just rubbish, isn't it? I mean, nonsense. Interestingly, obviously, it has to do with the strength of the dollar, and we can see. But also, you can see how much faster the drop has been since August. I mean, this is one that's got its skates on, and it's scary. It's not happy at current levels. I don't think it's stabilising at all. And if anything, I think you're probably correct that it is possibly leading on the downside. And it's at its... Although to gold, because it's only 0.75 times the price of gold, it's 0.75 ounces of gold. Yeah. That's how it's priced. This is the lowest in 30 years. This is quite something. And yet, this chart tells me that this is not a bull market at all. Not at all. So, industrial demand, perhaps, something like that? Yeah. I'm not sure.
So there seems to be expectations about a potential interest rate hike, which could benefit the dollar, that would impact negatively metals.
On all commodities, really. All priced in dollars. Now, what's interesting, if you price gold in yen, it comes out at 4,250 yen per gram, which is exactly the same level as it has been for three consecutive years. So you can see partly it's our ruler that we're using. Partly it's our time horizon as to whether it's a bull or a bear.
Nicole Elliott, the trader at the Investors Chronicle, thank you very much for coming in to see us today. We will be back after the break.